Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast and our Consistency 365 series. I am Elizabeth Benton. I want to share with you something I heard the other day that was so helpful for me in business. And then I realized that it kind of summarizes something I'm always working with my clients in the consistency course on as it relates to creating consistency. And I heard this from James Wedmore. And he was talking about how people in business are always talking about how they're building their business, they're building their business, they're building their business. But
what are you building it toward? How do you know when you're done? What does done look like? And most people, because they don't know what done looks like, they're just always building. I'm just trying to get to the next thing. And then when I get to the next thing, then it's the next thing, and it's the next thing, and it's the next thing. And I think as a business owner, it's really powerful to say, I'm building it to this, and this is what I'm working for. I don't have to then move the goalpost to the next greatest thing. Like then I can step back and have the freedom from this thing that I built. Now, how that relates so perfectly and appropriately to our pursuit of consistency is a lot of times we are chasing change with whatever we think is going to get us results, but we have no tie-in to how we want it to be forever. The example that immediately comes to my mind and how I screwed this up so bad is I knew I wanted to lose weight. And so I was just chasing any strategy that I thought would help me lose weight. Oh, somebody seems to be having great success with intermittent fasting. I should try that. And oh, somebody is talking about how they do this carb tolerance stuff, or they only have carbs at this time, or they are doing keto, or they're drinking electrolytes. And I tried all of these different things, and I was just chasing and chasing and chasing. It's so different to say, this is how I want my relationship with food to be for life. And then if you have that clarity of what you're trying to get to, not just I want to be thin or I want to lose weight or I want to have this amount of money saved or anything like that. When you know how you want it to be at the end point, you can start living that way now, and it eliminates the drama and the stress and the confusion and the overwhelm of hopping from one strategy to the next. So when people ask me questions inside the consistency course, like, what do you think of this, or should I do this? I always slow down and work with them on establishing their ideal. A lot of times we'll have conversations about abstaining versus moderating. People want to know, like, what do you think? Should I be abstaining from this thing? Should I be seeking moderation? And we always work on, well, for the rest of your life, how do you want this to look? Because if ultimately you want moderation, then that is what you need to practice now. We get to show up the way we ultimately want to show up. And when we do that, the journey and the process doesn't feel so chaotic and distractible and all over the place. Begin with the end in mind. Whether we're talking about getting out of debt or losing weight or building a business, how do you want it to be? What is the end point? What is the ideal? What is it you're trying to get to? And then how can you live that way and operate that way and show up that way today? I want to extend the same invitation to you today that I did a few days ago and offer you an opportunity to join me in the consistency course. After so many years of working with clients and seeing people jumping from one strategy to the next strategy, and then that one didn't work and now they need a new one, and somebody is talking about this new exciting thing and maybe this is the one that holds all the promise for them. What I see over and over is that the skill that is missing is the skill of consistency. And when you intentionally develop the skill of consistency, there is not anything in your life that doesn't benefit from that. Your parenting benefits, the way you care for your home benefits, your financial situation benefits from it, your health, your fitness, your mental health. They all benefit from developing the skill of consistency. There's no magical starting point. You can join today. You start whenever you join, and it doesn't expire, so you can take your time. And I always encourage people to move through this very slowly, because slow is smooth and smooth is fast. The link is in the show description. And either way, we'll see you tomorrow for another episode.